Okay, we're picking up in the daily halacha, the halachas of Chol HaMoed. So we discussed the chiyuv for basar, for yayin. Now we're going to discuss that really the chiyuv is really not just on a person himself, but rather it's on one's entire family. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf, Tesamad Aleph, tells us, Tanur Banan, Chayav Adam Lismach Banav Uvnei Veso Virogel, that a person has to be mesameach not just yourself, but your children, your wife, anybody who's in your home, on the regel. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha, that you should be happy, and being happy involves being mesamech others, that making others happy around you as well. It's famous that one of the Talmidim of the Gra discussed with the Gra this concept, and the Gra said it's one of the hardest mitzvahs to keep, to be in a constant state of simcha, as we mentioned, throughout the entire week, the 7-day period of Chag. Nonetheless, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says that we've discussed, but when it comes to Anashim, is Roy Lehem. Everybody, what's fit for them? And Nashim is Veroy Lehem. What's in Nashim? Tanei Rav Yosef, Bavel, Bebigdei Tzivonim, Baitzah, Bigdei Pishon, Megohatzin. So the Gemara gives a chilek, different types of clothing, colorful clothing, or Bigdei Pishon, flax clothing that are nice and pressed. So that is the halacha for women. So all we see is with regards to we see the halacha for women, and we see the halacha with regards to men. So the Rambam actually, in his halacha of quoting this, codifying this halacha, the Rambam Hilchos Yomtev, Perek Vav, Halacha Yad Zayin, so he quotes his din, right, that Shiva Semeya Pesach, Shmos Semeya Chag, a person has to be happy, Chaydom Leos Semeach Ben, Tov Leiv, Ishtob, Bnei Kol Nevim Elav, and the Rambam writes, right, even though the Iker Simcha is the Korban, then he continues to say what we discussed this last time, is Kol Echad Vechad Karoyla. So then he continues, Ketzad, in Halacha Yerches, Aktanim, Noslem, Klaios, Vegozin, Umigdonos, Vanoshim, Konalam, Vegodim, Vetachshitim, Noim, Kefi, Mamono. Then when it comes to, for men, you have to, you can have, for Ketanim, rather, for little kids, so that you buy them nuts, you buy them different types of nuts that they're going to like, and for women, you should buy them nice clothing and jewelry. So you should buy them nice clothing and jewelry. So we see that this is, the Rambam is giving a Geder of what one's supposed to do for being Mesamech, both his wife and his children. And that really comes from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Pesach and Perek Yud says, Tzarech Adam Mesamech as Ishto, as Bana Beregel, B'mayim Samchan. So Rabbi Yudah says, Nashim Beroylam, K'tanim Beroylam, Nashim Beroylam, K'gon Mesamech, Tzlolim, K'tanim Beroylam, K'gon Egozim, Luzin. So we have the Lashon of what the K'tanim get, and also the Lashon of clothing was in the Gemara. Rambam added tachshitim. So that, those are things we could definitely both agree, bizman hazeh, that women definitely appreciate. And this is something I remember seeing. I wanted to look the lotion inside. Unfortunately, I don't have it. I was in America 2 years ago, and I got this here for the Rav Dubletsky's on Haggadah. Wonderful, wonderful work. So he discusses there, he gives Musar about the mitzvah d'oraisa v'samachta b'chagecha. Pashas, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. He quotes the Rambam and all the Rishonim and Achron that we mentioned earlier. And he gives Musar to the Yeshiva Bachram and to others. He said they spend so much money. He was talking about Sukkot, but the same thing could apply to everything else that we spend our money on. So much money on the Hidr mitzvah. Any lulav you buy, any esrog you buy, kiman, all of them are going to be kosher. And you spend hundreds of shekel more money on getting a more mahudah one. He says you have a pashat mitzvah d'oraisa to buy your wife something nice that she will enjoy. You should be spending that money. Again, not every single dollar, but he was giving most of it. You should definitely be spending a nice portion on your wife's jewelry and on her clothing that she should be happy. I once heard a nice deal, according to that Rav Talvis made. I think it was Rav Talvis pointed this out, that when it comes to no other thing, the Rambam says, Lashon of Kefi Mamono, because you know women are sometimes with spending. He said, the Rambam doesn't write that by Basra, doesn't write by Ketanim, but only with regards to women when they're spending, Kefi Mamono, just make sure that you have enough money for it. Okay, has to be within reason, but still, you should definitely, it's a kaim and mitzvah d'oraisa, when she is using that item. So this is something which is very important to us, and that's something that everyone should be makpid about, to make sure that their woman, that their wives, they buy some nice clothing, some jewelry, something that will get them excited for the chag. And the same thing goes with children. When it comes to children, so klayos gozim aren't as are nogea, but definitely candies and sweets, things that they will enjoy. So the question becomes, what about other things? What about other things, bizman hazeh, that would also be very enjoyable to them and increase their chag? Or something that just they would enjoy in general, like Rav Vosner was asked about a cell phone. What, buying his wife a new cell phone that she would want. Is that going to be part of the Simcha Sachad? So Rav Vosner said, he made the following chiluk. Rav Vosner said that if it's something that you can't even use on the yontif of itself, and even a chol moed, necessarily, you know, for his Torah, you call other people, he think pashup that was not something which should be included in the mitzvah of Simchas Hachag. However, he does, the Shoal also asked about giving flowers. So that, he said, if she's going to be Nana from them, on Yantav itself, and also maybe on Chol Moed, so that would be the idea of Gorem Simchas Hayom, and our Chavas Adas, the lesson of the Rav Vazner, is that you should be enjoying, you know, pleasant, at ease, your mind should be at ease by getting these things, you should feel good about yourself for having them, and should increase your Simcha in the actual Yom itself. And therefore, that lachora can be together for what one should be buying. So obviously jewelry and clothing is something which a woman would enjoy on Yantav itself. And for children, we could give a similar gather. You know what, no matter what age they are, is that definitely like a game for Yantav, a nice Yantav game, something that they would enjoy, a board game maybe that you enjoy as a simcha for Yantav, that's Marchiv Adas, definitely on Chol Moed, something that they would enjoy on Chol Moed also, that is within the halachic works of what you're allowed to do on Chol Moed. So then that pashut would be lachora included in the mitzvah daraisa of Isamach Bechagecha, making your children happy, making your wives happy as well. And the Shaila also was asked about also how often when it comes to Basar V'yayin, we pointed out that was clear that according to almost all the poskim, it's every single day. However, it doesn't seem like they bring this down. If you have to buy seven, that would really be a take a toll. If you buy seven different jewelry for every single day, so Rav Vazner writes that if it's something based on Rav Vazner, I don't know if he actually writes this later, Achronim Medayik, that if it's something that she can enjoy every single day, then you don't necessarily need to buy it more than once. Meaning, if you have a nice pair of jewelry, she can wear it all week and she's happy about it. So then, that would obviously be part of the mitzvah of being mesamech her, that she should enjoy it every single day. But if something that you can only wear once, so then the post can bring down that. In a chana, you might have to buy multiple things. So if it's something you can only use once, you can't do it again, one-time usage, then you would have to make sure that you have other things for chalamay to be mesamech your wife, and same thing with your children. If it's a one-time thing, you'd have to make sure you have things for the other days of chalamay, meaning every single day they should have something special that they enjoy. And then that will just finish up with the taking Chol Moed trips. So that would fit the same gather. If it's Harchavas Adas and making yourself enjoying it, so then Lachora, then there would be this heter of being able to misameach your family in a healthy way that they can enjoy something nice, a nice trip somewhere. And especially in Eretz Yisrael, you're kind of like seeing the beautiful areas of Eretz Yisrael, definitely a beautiful thing to do. But that we'll get into that. There are those who are machmer. We'll mention those tomorrow and finish up with Simchas Hachag, with other forms, learning Torah, Chetz Lachem, Chetz Lashem, and the famous Lashon of the Rambam of not forgetting about other people. But Ezra Hashem will do that in tomorrow's Daily Halacha.